So let's start again on the testing with Bayes. We'll start at the two dots, a third of the way up on the testament base. The Mishnah said that for the sake of Tikkun Olam, they instituted the Ksubas Isha. The Ksuba of a woman is collected, Mizbiziburius, with the lowest level of land. You know, there are three levels of land: ideal land, middle level land, lowest level of land. When a woman collects her Ksuba, she gets paid with the lowest level of land. Amar Mar Zutra Bredra of Nachman. Mar Zutra said, he was the son of Rav Nachman, Lo Amar Nel Miyasmi. When does a ksuba get ziburis land with which to pay the ksuba? If the husband is dead and she's a widow and she's collecting from orphans, avol minei didei, but if he divorced her and she's collecting from him, bebeinanis, then she collects middle level of land. So the Gemara says, miyasmi, if the Mishnah's point is that when she collects from orphans, she gets lowest level land, my iria ksubas isha, then why focus only on the fact that if it's a ksuba, she gets lowest levels of land? Afilu kol mili nami, whatever you collect from orphans can only be lowest levels. Because the Mishnah says, you can't collect from the possessions of orphans, ziburis, only if you're getting lowest level of lands. Elav minei, so must mean if the Mishnah is teaching us a chiddush about ksuba, that it's collecting from him, and when collecting from him, it's only the lowest level of lands. Says the Gemara, no, Leo, let me ask me, really, when you say that when she gets a ksuba, it's ziburius, it's when she's getting the ksuba from the orphans. Ksubas isha, it's trichalei. And ksubas isha, being from ziburius, is a chiddush. We would have thought the whole reason of ksuba is to make her desirable for marriage. And since to make her desirable for marriage, we would want her to collect even land that's high-level land. And even if it's on the orphans, we would want her to get high-level land. Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush. That if she's collecting from orphans, it goes back to the normal halacha. From orphans, it has to be low level of land. Amar Rava said, Tashma, let's try to bring a proof. We learned, Rabbi Meir says, Ksuba Sisha Bebeinanis. The ksuba of a woman is paid with land that's middle level land. So Mimat, who is she getting middle level land from? Elim Miyasmi, if she's getting from orphans because her husband died. Leslie Rabbi Meir had it not in it from Ichsi Yisom Melam and Aziburis. Rabbi Meir not agree that when you collect from orphans, you can only collect with lowest levels of lands. El Lav Minei. So must mean Rabbi Meir is talking about when she collects from him. Michlal de Rabbanan Savi. That means Rabbi Meir holds that she gets middle level of lands, but the Rabbanan hold she gets Ziburis. So that's against Rabbi Marzuch in the name the son of Rav Nachman. So Gemara says, Lo, no, Leo, let me ask me really from the orphans. Rabbi Meir is saying she gets middle level of lands. Ah, you said, doesn't Rabbi Meir hold it generally when you collect from anything you take from orphans can only be lowest level of lands? No, shining ksubas isha mishum china. Again, the same svar that you wanted to suggest before, that's what we're suggesting in Rabbi Meir. Since the point of the ksuba is to make her desirable, so since it's to make her desirable, in the ksuba we let her get middle level of lands to make her more desirable. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Tashma, come in here, proof from our Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ani zakin damages, Shemalam ba'idis. We evaluate for them, and we make the damager pay with the highest level of land. Baal chov, a person who owes money, when he pays his lender, bebeinanis, he pays with middle level of lands. Ksubas isha, the ksuba of a woman, she gets paid with ziburis with the lowest level of lands. So Miman, who is our Mishnah referring to being collected from? Elim and Miyasmi, if all of these things are being collected from the orphans, my iria ksubas isha, then why would ksubas isha be only the lowest level of lands and the Baal Chov be middle and the Nizakin be highest level? If we collect from orphans, it should all be lowest level of lands. Afilu kol haninami, all of these should be the lowest level of lands. El Alav, what must the Mishnah be dealing with? Mine, when you're collecting from him and you see that the law, the ksubas isha, ziburius, is even when you collect directly from the husband. Rav Acha bar Yaakov answered, Hacha b'mayaskin. And here, what are we dealing with in our Mishnah? Kagon shenasa arev l'nizke b'no. We're talking about where the father has guaranteed. The child doesn't have so much money. The father has guaranteed that if my son damages, I'll pay for the damages. Or l'bal chov b'no. He said, my son took a loan, I'll pay the loan. Or he said to the daughter-in-law, my son is marrying you, don't worry if you don't think he has enough money. I guarantee the ksuba to the kalasa, to the daughter-in-law. And therefore, what's the nature of a person who's a guarantor? He steps in as if the obligation is to him. And therefore,
Nizakinu Baal Chov, when the child's animal damages or the child takes a loan, Demechayim, then in the lifetime of the child, the debt is incurred and the obligation is created. So now that the child is dead and he can't pay, the father has to step in and pay as the child would have paid. So therefore, Demechayim Gamu, Ihunami, when he's stepping in, Kimagvi, when they're collecting from him, Kimechayim Magvi, it's as if the child would be alive. And therefore, Nizak in its highest levels of pay, of land, and in alone its middle level of land. However, Ksubas Isha, if he's stepping in to pay the Ksuba of his daughter-in-law, Dilachar Misa Gavya, the obligation is only created after the husband dies. Lachar Misa, once the husband dies, who is being obligated? The orphans. And what are we saying till now? When orphans are obligated, they're only obligated to pay with the currency of lowest level of lands. So we mind Gavi Miyasmi. So you nami. So now that you're collecting from the father, ki magvi ki lachar Misa magvi. You collect as if it's an after death collection. Therefore, it's only an obligation to pay lowest levels of lands. That's what we had gotten up to yesterday. So the Gemara now asks, but typically, well, why don't, now, just before we begin this, the typically, so before we begin this, let's point out that there are three types of arev. There are three types of guarantors. There's a typical guarantor called arev stam. I see somebody doing a loan, and I say, I know you're worried about you getting paid back. Don't worry, I'll guarantee it. If he doesn't pay you, I'll guarantee it. So that guarantor is a typical guarantor because I'm happy that because of me there was an agreement to make the loan. I fully obligated myself, and the lender can collect from me, but first he has to go try to collect from the borrower. If the borrower can't pay, he can come to me. But there's another type of guarantor. That's called an arev kablan. Arev kablan is where the guy's not going to do it at all, and I go to him, and I say, you give money to the following borrower, and I will pay you. So in the case of an arev kablan, the lender can come to me first. And then there's an even higher level of guarantor. That's called nosiv inotein biyad, where actually the lender didn't give the money to the borrower. He gave the money to me. And I turn around and give it to the borrower. So the Gemara now asks, the typically, if you're going to say that we're talking about, the Mishnah is talking about where the father is the guarantor, the typically, da'arev d'ksuba, lo mishtabed. There should never be any obligation if the father has guaranteed his son's ksuba. Because what's the point of a guarantor? Because the lender listened to me to give the money, I feel so good, so I obligate myself. But the husband doesn't give money to the wife. The ksuba is an obligation without giving of money, just the marriage. So why should there be any pleasure in that obligation? So the Gemara says like this. So you're right. It's not a typical guarantor. It's the guarantor of Arev Kablan, Bekablan. The father becomes the contractor for the ksuba of his son. And it's an obligation of Arev Kablan. And Arev Kablan can be created even without money passing hands, because everyone's agreeing to the whole deal because of the father. Rashi says a very interesting case. What the case is? The case is like this. The son had given to his wife metaltalin for the ksuba. She gave it to the father-in-law to watch, and the to be in charge of it. And the father-in-law said to her, I'm going to give the money back to the son, agree to allow me to do it because I'm guaranteeing that if the son doesn't pay you back the ksuba, you're coming to me first. And that's already a case of arev kabla. So Gemara says, Hanicha, that would work. Laman to Amar, according to the opinion, kabla nafal gavda lesle nechase lelove mishtabed shapya. That a kablan, an arev kablan, has an obligation on him, even when the borrower, whom he's guaranteeing, doesn't have possessions. Elman damar yisle mishtabit. That even in the case of kablan, he only becomes obligated if the borrower has possessions. Ilesle lo mishtabit. If the borrower doesn't have possessions, he doesn't become obligated. So then, ma'ikalamim, what are you going to say here? Because here in this case, the son doesn't have possessions. Because if the son would have possessions, we would never be going to the father. We would certainly have collected from the son. So Yibay is saying, but the Havalev Yishtadu. So you can say, no. Maybe when the father said, give the money back to my son, the son had possession. So at that point, the obligation was created. But now that we're trying to collect the ksuba, those possessions were ruined in a flood. And therefore, they're going to the father. We can say, this halacha, that a guarantor, according to one opinion, only agrees to be obligated if the borrower has money to pay. Otherwise, the guarantor doesn't want to get involved. That's true when a guarantor is guaranteeing a loan of stama person, of regular person. But if he's guaranteeing his son's loan, kol lagabe brei, because he's so happy that his son be helped out, shibudim yishabek nafshe, he obligates himself, even though the son doesn't have any money, and he realizes that when he's obligating himself, it means that the lender is going to come to him first, and not go to the son first, and then come to him. Yeah. This is the case of ksuba.
So if it ends up being the father who's paying, I thought we said that the ksuba pays the lowest land, the Ziboris.
Right.
But because we qualified that, the whole thing starts with the Mezuzah, just said it comes from the Yisomim.
Right.
But this is not a Yisomim, this is the father.
This is the father, but because he's stepping in for the Yisomim, because he's the guarantor. As a guarantor, he steps in to pick up the obligation of the person he guaranteed.
So it's that his son was an orphan, it's not that his son was the person getting married?
No, the son was the person getting married.
Right, so he has a
ksuba. The son put up metaltalin for the ksuba and he gave it to the wife as a mashkon. Okay. The wife then said to the father-in-law, you watch these metaltalin. The father-in-law said, do I have your permission to hand the metaltalin? You're going to be the lender to my son. And I will guarantee these metaltalin. She said, yes. So he gave it to the son. So he guaranteed the metaltalin and the ksuba. The son now died. So once the son dies, the obligation is triggered. It's triggered on orphans, but he's the guarantor of that obligation. So he steps in and he assumes that obligation.
It's him before it goes to the son.
And now since he steps in, it's a ziburis obligation because it's the orphans who are being obligated.
But he guaranteed the son.
Yeah, but the son died.
No, I understand, but so then
they're not orphans.
The children of the
son.
Oh, we didn't know. So he's backstopping the son.
He's backstopping the son.
The son's kids, meaning it's
yeah, because they're the ones who have the obligation to pay the ksuba.
Right. The fact that it never got them because he stepped in, it's like.
Yeah, so he's the one who's like the orphans. Itmar, we learned. Arev de ksuba. When a person guarantees a ksuba. Divrei Hakol, everybody agrees that lo mishtabet, that there is no obligation. That when a person says, I'm guaranteeing the ksuba, he didn't really mean it. What he meant was he wanted to help them get married. And therefore, he's not really obligated. And furthermore, the woman never gave money to the husband when he's guaranteeing the ksuba. It's the husband who's obligating the ksuba, and that's not a typical case of arev. The whole point of why an arev, a guarantor, becomes obligated is that somebody spent money based on his word, so he enjoys that, so he obligates himself, but she doesn't spend any money. Another halacha. Kablan de Baal Chov. If a person is a guarantor where he told the lender, you give the money. I know you don't want to get involved. You give the money and it's all on me. So then he's a kabbalah and he becomes obligated. So then, everybody agrees that he's the one who is obligated. Arev de Baal Chov. But let's say he doesn't use the words tainlo, give to him the money. He uses the words of halvelo, lent him the money. Vani parei alecha, I'll pay back the loan to you. Or kabla de ksuba, the case that we saw before, where he actually hands the money over to the husband, to his son, and he's guaranteeing the money to the daughter-in-law. So now, pligi, we have an argument. Ikulam adam rasam seyafagav lesle nichse lelove. Even when the borrower doesn't have money doesn't have possessions, Meshtabe, the guarantor, becomes obligated. But others say, if there's money to the borrower, Meshtabe, he becomes obligated. Ilesle, if he doesn't have lo Meshtabe, he doesn't become obligated. Vehilchasan, the halacha is Bekulu, and all these different types of guarantors that we spoke about, Afagav de Lesle. Even when the borrower doesn't have any possessions, Meshtabe, the guarantor, is obligated. Barmi Arev de Ksuba, except for the case of a person who says, I'm guaranteeing the Ksuba, he's not obligated. Afagav de Isle, even though the husband had money, lo Meshtabe, the guarantor, doesn't become obligated. Why? My time, what's the reason? Mitzvah de Avid. His intent is only to do the mitzvah of helping them get married. His intent is not really to obligate himself to pay the Ksuba. The lo midi chasran. Furthermore, the wife is not a typical lender. She's not giving money. It's not as if she's giving money based on his say-so. She's agreeing to get married based on his say-so. And that is not the same thing as a typical guarantor. So going back to Marzutra. Marzutra said in the case of our Mishnah, when the Mishnah says that a woman collects her ksuba from Ziburias, it means that she collects her ksuba from orphans. Amar Ravina, Ravina said, Tashma, come and hear a proof against Marzutra, Meikara de Taknintin, from the very reason why the rabbi said that a woman collects her ksuba from Ziburias. Because what did the Braisa say yesterday? Yosari Masha Ish Rotzalisha, more than a man wants to get married, Isha Rotzali Nase, a woman wants to be married. And if you're going to think that she gets Ziburis, only Miyasmi. So no, then from the orphans, the reason why she gets Ziburis is not because she's, you know, it's not because he's the one who wants to marry more than her and she's willing to marry no matter what. It's Haimishim the Yasmi. It's because she's collecting from orphans, and orphans only pay Ziburis according to Marzutra. So Mar says, Tiyufta to Marzutra Tiyufta. So we have disproven Marzutra. He is wrong. When a woman collects Ziburias, she would collect Ziburias even from the husband, and it's because, when in regards to marriage, it's the husband who wants to get married, and the woman is willing to get married even more, and she's willing to marry even a secondary or second-rate type husband.
Right, going back to Kaplan for 1 second. Mm-hmm. So even though the woman thinks that the Kaplan is guaranteeing it, since he's not really guaranteeing it.
No, the Kaplan would work. Kablan work. Arev Stam doesn't work.
Arev Stam doesn't work on Ksuba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the difference between Arev Stam and Arev Kablan is what terminology was used. Did he say lend or did he say give? Right? If he said lend to so-and-so, that means it's a loan. It's first to him and then you come to me. But if I said you give him the money and then come to me, that means you're coming to me first. I'm really the one making it all happen.
And if I say lend, what am I adding to it if I'm not guaranteeing it?
You are guaranteeing it once he can't pay. If I said to him, give to him and I'll give to you, so that means even if you're going to come to me first, still there's a guarantee. No, leave it, it's fine. Okay, next sugya. Amar Marzutra, Bered Rav Nachman, Ishmed Rav Nachman. Marzutra, the son of Rav Nachman, said in the name of Rav Nachman, let's say there is a lender and he's coming to the orphans to collect money that he had lent to their father, but the father had never paid. Even though it's written explicitly in the IOU that the father promised to pay with idius, what he will collect is only lowest level lands, because as we've seen, the Mishnah says that the orphans were protected by the sages. They should only pay with lowest level lands. Amar Abaye said, Teidai can prove that even though the father had obligated himself and more, he only pays lowest level lands. Because think about the following. The Baal Chov Dine Bebeninus. A typical lender, typical borrower, is supposed to pay with middle level lands. Yet Umiyasmi, if you're collecting from the orphans, Biziburius, you only get lowest level lands. So just like a typical loan goes down from being Beninus to Ziburius, if this father had obligated himself in Idius lands, now that you're actually collecting, you only collect Ziburius. Amale Rava said, Achi Hashta, what's the comparison? Balchov, when you have a typical lender and borrower situation, Dine midoraisa b'ziburis, the biblical laws that the Baal Chov, if he's paying land, should pay ziburis land. How do we know that kidu'ula is ula taught? Amar ula said, dvar Torah Baal Chov b'ziburis. The dindo raisa is that a Baal Chov should pay lowest level land, shenem, because the pasuk says in regards to the mashkon, in regards to collecting the collateral, b'chutz tamod, stand outside, v'ish asher atanoshebo, and the man who you're trying to collect from, yotzie lecha savut achutza, he will bring out to you the collateral. Now, if that's the mitzvah of the Torah, that you, the lender, and you want to seize collateral, can't walk in and grab what you want, you have to stand outside the door, and he's going to bring out to you whatever he wants to bring out to you, what's he going to bring to you? He's going to bring the inferior stuff. So, my doctor, Shalish Lahotzi Pesach, Pacho Shebekele, oh, welcome back. What's he going to bring to you? He's going to bring to you the lowest of the vessels. The lowest vessels. Okay? So, just like he's going to bring to you the lowest of the vessels. So too, when you're actually collecting reimbursement of the loan from him, what can you get? The lowest of the land. So therefore, if there's a pasuk saying that a borrower only pays ziburius, he pays the lowest level, just like the mashkon's the lowest level, the land that he pays is lowest level. So now why do we have a mission that says that the borrower pays middle level? That was a takana, so that it would make it easier for people to borrow, so that it shouldn't be, you know, it shouldn't be hard to lend, and people should want to lend, okay? So now we'll say like this, Gabe Yasmi, in regards to orphans, Akmu Rabbanan Adoraisa. The rabbis are saying, okay, you know what, we're going away from the takana of Kadesh Lotinol Delos Bifnei Lavin, and we're saying you should pay with the lowest level, the biblical law. But over here, if a guy borrowed and in the loan document, he said, and it will be paid back with idias, that means that the biblical law of this loan is to pay idias. Elohacha kima de dine mido raisa be idias, then I feel him, he asked me, now be idias, then the Yisom should also be paying idias, because we can't fall back to a biblical law. The biblical law in this case is paying idias. So that's what Rava argued against Rav Marzucha, the son of Rav Nachman. Ula Rava now asks the Gemara, according to Rava, Iva Tani Avram Chuza, but we know that the Amora Avram Chuza taught a Braisa, Ein Ephraim Inichsi Yisomim, Elamin Aziburius, whenever you collect from orphans, they will only pay the lowest level of land. Vafilu Hein Nizakin, and even if we're talking about damages. One second. Vani Zakin, Dinamido Raisa, the idiots, damages, always have to pay idiots, and that's the oraisa from the pasuk meitav. And you see that the orphans nevertheless are paying ziburius. So it doesn't mean that the law of ziburius is to fall back into a biblical standard of ziburius. Because in Nizakin, it's not the biblical standard. The biblical standard is idiots. And so the Gemara of Mayaskin here, what are we talking about? Kagon shaisa idiots de nizik, kisiburius de mazik. Like what we saw yesterday, where the mazik has different levels of land, different qualities of land. The damaged, the nizak, has different levels of land. And the best land of the nizak is equal to the worst land of the mazik. The best land of the guy who was damaged is equal to the worst land of the damager. And this is Rabbi Yishmael, that's the law of Rabbi Yishmael, Dama, who says that midoraisa b'din nizak shaymina. The definition of meita, the definition of best land, is the best land of the guy who was damaged. So therefore, it's actually the damager's worst land, which is midoraisa, what he should be paying. And we play tikkun olam, but because of a din derabbanan, to discourage damaging, tikkun rabbanan b'demazik. The rabbi said that the damager should pay with his best land, not his worst land, which is equal to the best land of the guy who was damaged. Oh, so that's what the Mishnah is saying. That's what this Braisa was saying, that Abba Chuza brought. Gabe Yasmi, if we're dealing with orphans, since we have Rachmanas and the orphans, okmu rabbanado raisa, and therefore you pay. The orphans would pay with the ziburis, with their lowest, if the orphans are the children of the damager, they would pay with the biblical law, the ziburis. But maybe if you don't have a biblical law to fall back on, then you don't go down to ziburis. Aini, is that so? Is that so? Is this so? Vahatani Rebbe Lazar Niyuta.
But you know the Rebbe Lezen of Utah taught, a nifroi minichse yisomim, you can't collect from the orphan's possessions the debts to of their father. Elamin aziburis, you can only take from them, you can only take from them the lowest level land. Vafilu hein idius, and even if it is best. What do you mean afilu hein idius? My afilu hein idius. Isn't that the point? This is the case of Marzutra. Even though the document was that he had obligated himself to pay idius, you're only collecting from the children's iburius. Well, that's not what it means. My idius, what does it mean even if it's idius? Even if shpai idius. So what does that mean? It means like this, that when he borrowed, he had idius. And then he lost that idius. In other words, the field that was idius got ruined. And now what he's left with is land that's Beinonis and Ziburis. So when he borrowed, he had promised to pay with idius. Then it got ruined. So you might say, so now it goes back to Ziburis. It goes back to Ziburis. But Kadesh Lotun Dalos Pefnei Lavin, they said it should be Beinonis. And in regards to Yesomim, it will go back down to Ziburius. That's the case. Kidder Rava, like Rava said, Amar Rava, Rava said, Hizik Ziburius, a person who damages somebody else's field, and that field that he damaged was Ziburius, but damaging, you know, collects from Idius. Govemina Idius, he gets paid back with land that is Idius. And if he damaged, and after the damage, Shpoi Idius, that Idius got ruined. That Idius got ruined. So then we would say, okay, so now go get paid from Ziburius. And then Chachamim instituted, even though the Idius got ruined, nevertheless, go Vemina Beinonis, he would collect from the Beinonis. So that's what we're saying here too, that if the Idius got ruined, so now Minat Torah, it should go down to Ziburius, and it's a Din D'Rabbanan, it was only a Din D'Rabbanan that he should pay from Beinonis. And Gabe Yasmi, in regards to the orphans, Okmu Rabbanan Adoraisa, the Torah goes back to the biblical law that you pay with Ziburius. And the Mishnah said, when orphans pay a debt or anything, they can only be, you can only collect from them Ziburius. Boy, Rav Achtavoy Bar Ami, Rav Achtavoy, the son of Ami, asked, Yisomim Shamru, when the Mishnah says that the orphans pay with Ziburius, is that only Ktanim or Afilu Gdolim? Even orphans that are past the age of 13. Is it Takantu Avud Rabbanan Gabi Yasmi L'Ktanim Avud Rabbanan? Maybe they made this to help out the children. L'Gdolim Lo Avud Rabbanan. Dum Mishum Lo Masik Adai To Demalve Demislove. The whole point of why we always make a borrower pay Beinonis is because we want to help lenders lend and we want them to be encouraged to lend. But they would not be discouraged to lend if orphans pay Ziburius because they don't think that people are going to die. So they don't think that there's going to be a situation of an orphan. So since that's the case, they don't think, the lender doesn't think that the borrower is going to buy Venachlin Nitzikami Yasmi. So therefore, Davili Noel Delis, which would thereby be a problem of possibly closing the door, Hukuchafilu Gdolim Nami. Therefore, maybe even adult children would pay only Ziburis. Tashma coming here to Tani Abaye Kshisha. Abaye the elder taught, Yisom Shamru, when we talk about orphans having to pay, only paying with Ziburis, Gedolim, it's even adult orphans. Ain't Sarach Lom Rektanim, it's certainly minors. Ivadoma Hani Milin and Shvua. Maybe that's only regards to oath taking. The gods of Amili Davua Kikatsandami, that a child does, an adult child doesn't know what his father did, so he doesn't have to take oaths. Avalin Ziburis Lo, but in regards to paying the Ziburis, not. The Ilchasa, but the Halach is like this. Yesomim Shamru, when we talk about orphans, it's Gedolim, even if they're adults. Ain't Sarach Lom Raktanim, and certainly if they're minors. Bein Lishvua, both in terms of the fact that they don't have to swear about their father's business dealings, and Bein Liziburis, and in regards to the fact that they only pay Ziburius for their father's debts. Then the Mishnah says, "Ein ifra minachas mishubadim." The makom sheyesh bnei chorin. You can't collect
from possessions that were sold to somebody if the person still has some free possessions. Hey, what about if he gives, if he had promised you possessions in a gift? If the possessions were sold to someone, the rabbis want to save the buyer. But if they were given as a gift to someone, the lekup said to lekuchas, where there's no, you know, ruining business activity, lo, then maybe you could collect even from the guy who got it as a present. Or maybe matana nami, even when it comes to a gift, if not for the fact that you would have gotten some pleasure from that guy, lo yoev le matana, he never would have given him a gift. And therefore it is considered like a loss to buyers. Okay, we'll see tomorrow. The Gemara will talk about a Shchiv Meraz case of a Matana. Sure, say Kaddish.